information is free.
The law.
There is hope.
Mommy says don't play with fire.
Oh, oh my God.
That's hot. But Mommy says it's okay to play everything.
Cool.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you want to go out?
Hi, hello, and hey, and welcome to this week's Criticast. The name is Larry, and it's an absolute pleasure being here with you. I've got a bit of it's a weird situation. It's like, it started off as allergies, right? And then the allergies just got weird, postnasal drips and all that sort of thing. Ended up going to the doctor, trying to fix me and all that other stuff. So this week, my voice is kind of heavy and weird. I don't know. I don't know if it felt as across, but yeah, as a disclaimer, just in case, you know, there's a weird hissing sound from time to time and me trying to catch breath or whatever. Yeah, that's what it is. Anyway, what's happening this week? I've got, I'm going to talk about the Soldier Love situation in the second half. Yeah, he's been a bit of a bother. Yeah, you know, and we're also going to talk about marriage and pregnancy. If your girlfriend gets pregnant, do you have to marry her? I have a viewpoint on that. And then I've also got a couple of viewpoints from people whose opinions got over WhatsApp and that sort of thing. And I want to play music from Carrier Disco, a brand new track. We're also going to get done some Shauna Metal from Dividing the Element. We're going to play that. And also some great music from FTR. It's got a brand new track out. But first of all, the bigger pieces of news in terms of the news that took place over the week. The president of Zimbabwe, Robert Gabriel Mugabe, turned 91 years old. Yo, if you get to 91, it's just one of those ages. It's like, yeah, I don't know if I want to get to 91. 91 looks like it's a long thing. I mean, nobody wants to die ever, like absolutely never. But 91 just looks crazy, except the prisoner's really fit. Even like the time that he fell, remember? The way he got up so quickly. I mean, he's like so agile. It's like, yeah, it's like insane. I don't know if I want to get that far. But yeah, shout out to him. Congratulations to him on his birthday. And also, Three Men on a Boat, one of the platforms that I run, also turned an age on the same day as the president. That was not on purpose. Turned the age 7. It says 13 times younger than the president. But yeah, I suppose it happens. We've got to have an anniversary of some sort. And it was a crazy evening. I can't remember what we did. We went and visited people or something. We went and partied somewhere. Oh, there was a thing at the book cafe. Transit Crew, yeah, that's what it was. Yeah, so, you know, this is what happens. You know, as you grow older, sometimes you forget what you did the other day. And then also happening this past week, Stunner was not too happy with artists saying that my artist Murimboko, Liadlala, why? Because, well, you know, he says the artists would go right behind his back. This is why Stunner says he's not being booked on international shows of late, is that the people go behind his back, right? And they just kind of like, you know, take over his shows by his offering to play, for much less than Stunner would have quoted. So the promoter just says, oh, yeah, well, let's go with that. Yeah, so I don't know. There's a lot of weird things that happen in Zimbabwe's music industry, isn't there? And then what I'll talk about afterwards, Soldier Love got arrested. I'm going to talk about that a little bit later next day. But he got arrested over a debt. And, you know, he's just been having a weird time. Yeah, I said I'll talk about that later. Zimbabwe's cricket team conceded 215 runs from one man only, Chris Gayle. Totally pulverized us. He's just like, you know, he just kicked us up the nose and up the bum and everywhere that he could kick us. So Zimbabwe, oh yeah. But the boys fought, came within 100 runs of beating the West Indies. So it was a good fight. But yeah, our bowling at the death is just ridiculous. It's just like silly. And finally, what else happened this week? Oh, yeah, the movie Whitney debuted on DSTV, right? And, our boy Tongai Chirisa was in the movie, which is kind of exciting. So, yeah, all the way from being Mr. Bones to being Mr. Big Stuff. So, yeah, totally. Well done, Tongai. Well done.
Yeah. Playing today's best music. Playing today's best music. Best music. Best music.
Yeah, that is the beautiful music of Kerry Adi. The track is called Hande Ukuma Faro. She just brought out a new music video for that. And I like it. It's like, let's party. It's Larry, you're listening to The Critic Cost, and the next thing I'm going to talk about right now, like I said, the Soldier Love situation. Yeah, Soldier Love apparently has been getting himself into a lot of trouble, like not pitching up for shows. He's actually banned at the Book Cafe right now. Yeah, apparently didn't pitch up for a show, and he did pitch up and didn't perform. And then the other people said, no, he hasn't pitched up for shows. The others said when he pitched up, he was so drunk. Some even say he soiled himself. And then he's been having issues with apparently prostitutes claiming him. And then you got other situations where he had issues with his landlady who kicked him out or whatever it is. Yeah. So anyway, for me, you know, it's hard to just pick on Soldier Love as like an isolated incident, because I've been inside these circles, right? And you can see that there are loads of hangers-on around an artist. And not to say that this is necessarily 100% the case with Soldier Love, but, you know, it's highly possible, because I've seen it repeated so many times among these circles. I have a huge circle of hangers-on who tell him that there's absolutely nothing wrong with his wayward behavior. And that, you know, people need to treat him like a god or whatever it is, because he's the topmost. And so, therefore, he keeps disappearing down this, you know, canal or whatever it is, this hole, this rabbit hole where he just disappears. And he's acting up. And he doesn't necessarily like the effect of what he does. But it gives him a strange respect from people around him, which is kind of weird. And that's just the thing. And there's no one who sits him down and says, no, hey, my guy, if you keep going that way, it's a bad situation. So there's no psychosocial and support around him. There's no one willing to have a real conversation with him. And if anyone is seen trying to have a real conversation with him, people gang around him and that person who is trying to have the real conversation and say, you're a hater. I've seen people getting kicked out of crews because they're just like, no, don't do that. And beyond that, there's just no support system outside, within the music industry, rather. Like, for example, this is outside the music industry. Somebody was asking me the day before yesterday. They were saying that they've got a brother who's having drug issues and all that sort of thing, and is now become a problem. But this is, like, you can't find a proper rehab. You can't find a rehab center, essentially, in Zimbabwe at the moment. That is easy to find if it exists. And if there is anything, it's probably like Ingucheni or one of those places where you put in people with serious mental issues. Yes, drug, reliance on drugs is a sort of disease because it's an addiction. But, putting somebody there at the same time as somebody who thinks is King Lobengula is just like weird. Doesn't actually help the person, does it? So, yeah, I mean, you've got lack of a support system. And I think there's so many artists out there that are going through the same thing. So maybe not in the public sphere as this is, or maybe their issues just get tucked under. You know, some people go and pay journalists and so forth so that stories don't get written or whatever. And they have, or they may just have a personal relationship with journalists, you know. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know. It is something that's got to be looked at. And it's not just... it's not just in the music industry, to be honest. It's just, this is the most prominent aspect. If an artist doesn't pitch up for a show, it's just kind of like, oh my God, this is horrible. But Umuntu Vele, just another person, just fails to pitch up for work, it doesn't come out in the newspaper. And they probably had the same issues as Soldier Love. So yeah, I mean, you know, it's a sad situation, really, because he's an incredibly talented person. And from talking to him, he's very personable. He's a nice guy, really. And I hope the best for him. And since he got arrested, apparently it was over a debt that he owed, like some money that he was given to perform at a show. So the person who wanted the money got him arrested. And, well, the money was paid up, so he's out now. But, yeah, I mean, you know, that doesn't actually solve the problem, does it? I don't know. It's sad.
This will tear up your speakers. Live in the mix. Diva,
Yeah, this music that would definitely have shocked some of the listeners out there. That is Dividing the Element. There's a track called Upenyu, some Zimbabwean death metal, heavy metal, whatever you call it. Yeah, the name is Larry, listener of the Criticast. And on the other side, I tackle that question. If your girlfriend gets pregnant, do you have to marry her? And if you're a woman, if you get pregnant by a guy, does he have to marry you? I get some of your views, but before that, some DJ C-Mac.
It began in Africa.
Give the glory to the one and only King, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. What should I?
Yeah, shout out to DJ C-Mac. He's on Star FM every single Friday between 4:30 and 5. So check him out with more mixes. The name is Larry. You're listening to the Criticast. And in the relationship segment, I sent out a question on my WhatsApp broadcasting list. And I said, hey, look, if you got pregnant by a guy or, you know, whatever, shit happens, right? Would you actually expect him to marry you? I mean, is that a thing that you expect him to do? Or is it kind of like, nah, you know, as long as he takes care of the child, we can move on, right? And also, if you're a guy, do you feel that there's pressure for you to marry her? Do you want to say to take that, make that decision? First of all, your opinions, then I give you my little 2 cents. Well, maybe 15 cents. I don't know. Maybe a dollar. Who knows?
Hi, Larry. I think if I'm pregnant, a girl, the right thing to do is just to marry her. Yeah, because I'll be taking responsibility for her actions. So if I'm pregnant, my girlfriend right now, yeah, I will marry her. That is what I think.
Hi, Larry. I personally do not think that if a person gets somebody pregnant, they have to marry them by default. Because marriage is a matrimonial institution whereby it requires people who have a deep connection with the next person, because spending a life together with someone is not child's play. And if the love is not there and the child is the only binding factor, it might not last, or it might last but with very bad consequences. So in the event that somebody gets somebody pregnant, I believe if they're in love, then so be it. But if they're not, I believe they should not be forced to stay together because...
Hi, Larry. Well, personally, I don't think I would want someone to get married to me just because I'm pregnant. I would rather they take care of their kid. But if we're getting along and we're compatible and baby's thrown into the mix, yeah, let's get married. But we shouldn't get married for the sake of the baby. Otherwise, that's just, we just end up hating each other and being nasty to each other because we feel obliged to stay together. I think it's in this day and age, we're past that stage of saying, because you got me pregnant, you need to marry me.
I don't think because you got a girl pregnant, you got to marry her. Because what's important is the relationship, the two of you have. If you don't have a bond, then that marriage is headed for failure. So it's not necessarily the case that you have to marry the girl all the time.
So there you have it. This is differing views. Three no's, like absolute no's, and they're very, very, I think one would call liberal views, and the other one was like, no, you got to do the right thing. And that's traditional, you know, just do the right thing, just do the honorable thing, as they call it. What is the statement they have? Make a good woman out of her. So, I don't know. It's a difficult thing because it's easy for me sitting from a liberal point of view saying, no, you can't do that, can't do that, can't force people, freedom of expression, freedom of association. But wait a minute, there's a child involved here. And some people may feel that like they could just abdicate from responsibility because, you know, it's just no longer a big deal if you don't stick around. But then there are people out there who say, you know what, I grew up in a household in which there was a missing parent, and I would like my child to grow up in a similar household. And those are people that might say, no, wait a minute, I prefer things to be straight and narrow. So ultimately, I would say, you know, it depends on the family. It depends on you. Getting married is something that is just like intensely personal, is intensely real. It's one of those things that, you know, nobody can make that decision for you. And if you think, oh, you know what, I'm going to just do the honorable thing and I'll live with it, I'll grit my teeth and for the rest of my life, this is what I'll do because that will soothe my conscience, go ahead with it and let nobody judge you. But just don't get into that marriage and make somebody's life miserable, especially the child's. And that's the most important person in this equation, the child. What will be the best environment for the child? If the best environment is you guys are apart, then that's fine. If the best environment is you're together and you're committed to it, no matter what happens, or for as long as you can run with it, then that's fine too. And that's my advice to you. And if there's someone out there having to make this decision, well, nobody can make it for you except yourself, okay? So... And with that, I say thank you very much for listening to the Quiddicast this week. If you want to get in touch with me, the email address is info@larryquiddy.com. Quiddy's got a Y-I at the end. Also, www.larryquiddy.com. Also on Twitter, @Quiddy. And so I leave you listening to the music of the man by the name of FTR, together with True North and Shiler. It's a brand new track called Love Triangles. The name is Larry. It's been the Quiddicast. Take care of yourself. See you next week. It's been a pleasure.
Love triangles are so crazy.
This is not right, but you can spend the night here. You can chill in my room. I can dim the lights here. We can talk personal, even though I don't care. Cause I never wanted you, and I made it very clear. But you always come back, messing with my principles. You don't wanna talk, girl, you wanna get physical. In a rush, on the floor, in the bed, on the couch, till you can't scream and shout, go back to your man's house. Then you give him smiling faces, lying. Cause I've been providing where he never puts time into him. You a diamond, flawless, shining. To me, you a scheming, devious, minor, messing with me major. This is just a favor, but you're so emotional. Every time I raise ya, I can keep a secret. But a secret's not free. If it's all about you, what'd it say about me?
I never wanted to cheat on you. I'm sorry, baby. I never thought that a love triangle would be crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. This is crazy. Love triangle. angles are so crazy.
If you don't like them, I'm sure your sister will.
Hey, babe, you wanna go out?